But first, we look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict through the lens of Canadian-Israeli Corey Gilschuster. He runs the Ask Project. Gilschuster solicits questions from the web and then hits the streets of Israel and the West Bank to ask serious and at times provocative questions. He posts the answers unedited on YouTube. PBS NewsHour contributor Justin Kenny recently followed Gilschuster and produced this report.
If you were driving on the highway and there was a Palestinian on the side of the highway that seemed to need help, would you stop and help?
If I'm by myself in the car, I won't stop to anyone.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's a man, a woman, in the middle of the road. If I'm with someone, like my husband, and we see something, maybe we will stop.
My name is Corey Gilschuster. I run the Ask an Israeli, Ask a Palestinian project.
Driving on the highway and you saw an Israeli on the side of the road who needed help, would you stop?
No, why not? Someday he will help me.
Hope so.
But if I see him that he's shooting, I will shoot back.
The project is about finding out what Israelis and Palestinians really believe and think about the conflict. People from all around the world send me questions through email. I choose the questions and then I go out to the streets of Israel and Palestine to ask random Israelis and Palestinians to answer the questions themselves. I don't edit any content out of it.
Most, the majority, they want two states. Israeli state and a Palestinian state. They're very primitive and they cannot build a country like we did.
For sure, the Israelis will be destroyed because Palestine is not their right.
Destroyed as in killed?
They should be killed, yes.
What are you willing to compromise for peace?
Everything. My tents.
Question is, don't you think Israel is committing suicide by holding on to the West Bank?
I think that's a really bad question.
Okay, why?
Because it's a leading question.
A lot of the questions I get are what I call gotcha questions. They're a little bit over the top or exaggerated or have a very overly simplistic way of looking at the conflict. And I ask them exactly that way, or try to as much as possible, because I think it's interesting for Israelis or Palestinians to hear what people from outside think. And I want them to answer in an honest way.
The answer is sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Okay, so give an example. Why do you think yes and why do you think no?
I think the investment that Israel is making in the territories is unjustified. I think that the emphasis on the West Bank in the Israeli political arena is absolutely outsized. And when I say no because I think that, you know, other things are happening in the world. I think Israel has many problems. I don't think Israel's committing suicide.
I'm often accused of asking these leading questions purposely, as if it's my politics or as if that's where I want the agenda of the videos to go. And it really isn't. It really is. I'm trying to speak in the voice of the person asking.
We're on our way now to Kalandia checkpoint. Into the West Bank, and from there we're going to head on to Nablus. Sorry, this is Kalandia checkpoint. So it's a major checkpoint, actually much more for Palestinians coming into Israel who have permits, or Palestinian Jerusalemites who work in the West Bank, so they go back and forth. Nablus is actually my favorite city in the West Bank. It kind of has everything. It has, you know, poor, rich, middle class, a variety of different groups live there. People love to shop. Well, that's true all over the West Bank. And it's just really lively all the time. The law is that Jewish Israelis are not allowed legally to be in certain areas of the West Bank. Technically, it's not legal what I'm doing. My family is really not supportive of me going to the West Bank. They really believe I'm going to be killed.
My name is Manar. I'm a translator. I'm 30 years old, and I'm from Ramallah. Some people find it, I won't say offensive, but they don't like that he lives in Tel Aviv. We don't say that he's Israeli. And it's better, because people would be more comfortable that way.
Do you think that this project will have much of an impact?
I hope so. I really hope so. Because it's about bringing people closer together.
I do this because I think it's so important that if you want to solve a conflict, you need to problem solve. If you want to problem solve, you need to know what you're dealing with. If you don't know what you're dealing with, then no solution is ever going to help.